A federal joint terrorism task force investigation unraveled this week with the death of a 26-year-old man armed only with a knife. Usama Rahim was shot by an FBI agent and a Boston police officer outside a CVS pharmacy. Rahim was a suspect under 24-hour surveillance by the task force and was allegedly collaborating with another suspect named David Wright. Officials say that Wright was planning a beheading, possibly a Boston police officer. Helping us to unravel this unusual case is Juliet KM, President Obama's former Assistant Secretary for Intergovernmental Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. She also hosts WGBH's Security Mom podcast. Juliet, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How did this case develop, and how do you see the response to this case really a reflection of perhaps new, more aggressive or smarter practices in the wake of some of the racial tension in other kinds of police shootings that we've seen this year and last year?
Well, it began at least several years ago with an investigation by what's called the Joint Terrorism Task Force. These are these interagency local, state and federal officials working together. People may remember it was the Joint Terrorism Task Force errors in some ways during the Boston Marathon, where the Sayarnaf brothers had been followed and then they weren't followed up on. So the JTTF had been under incredible scrutiny. 2 years later, they focus on Rahim for a variety of reasons, both some of the things he had said publicly, and then they clearly, at least based on the public documents, had a wiretap on him. They approach him Tuesday morning, and it was unclear why did they approach him in a public parking lot outside a CVS. And it is clear now that they had picked up that he was going to attempt to behead a Boston police officer, someone, as he describes in the wiretaps, a boy in blue. And so then there's this altercation. 24 hours later, they then, or less than 24 hours later, they then arrest Wright, who he had been in communication with. And it seems that there was good news was the communication and stopping a potential attack, but it did not end as the JTTF would have wanted. Wanted it to, because of course Rahim is dead.
And the issue of the possible racial implications of this particular shooting by the police, was it dampened by the fact that the FBI apparently shared information from some of the wiretaps with the clergy and attempted to tell opinion leaders in Boston about specifics of the case that might normally have been kept under wraps?
Yes, exactly. So what happened is almost immediately after the Rahim's death, there was a lot of internet chatter that he'd been shot in the back and that this was sort of racial profiling. And so the Boston police, to their credit, said, look, we're going to bring everyone into a closed room, about 50 community leaders, Muslim leaders, African-American leaders, and show them the tape. There was a CVS, I believe it was a CVS videotape, that showed a clear altercation. Rahim was not running away. He had the knife. And this knife is not like a kitchen knife. This is a it's an equivalent of sort of a beheading knife. It is quite long and has that curve. And so the community leaders came out and, to their credit, said at least as far as we can tell, the facts as described by the Boston police and the FBI are accurate. There will be debates about the use of force in that instance. But the FBI and the Boston police, you know, were looking at a man who wanted to kill a police officer. So the fact that the altercation may have been elevated relatively quickly is probably not a surprise.
Before we go, in your experience in the administration, what would be the priority of working this case out in terms of figuring out if Rahim had connections to ISIS, for instance, on the one hand, or if he was mentally ill on the other hand? This is a sad case either way.
Yes. And so Rahim has no criminal record. So that actually he is not someone that has been, you know, had interactions with law enforcement. I think that the investigation goes as most of these investigations go. Who were his associates? Who was he contacting? There is talk or sort of a reference in the affidavit that there is a third party. We don't know who that person is and whether they're domestic or international. And so that they'll just sort of continue to do that investigation. And look, he may be radicalized online with no actual connection to anyone abroad. And that's likely in a lot of these cases.
Juliet KM is President Obama's former Assistant Secretary for Intergovernmental Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. She also hosts WGBH's Security Mom podcast. Juliet, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.